Tonight we're going to learn the Shar HaKinah. We're going to learn about jealousy in the Torah of the Orchos Tzaddikim. And he has a lot to offer here about the Midah of Kinah. What's the right way to use jealousy? What's the wrong way to use jealousy? So let's jump right into it. Kinah, or what we call envy, is connected to the Midah of Kas, says the Orchos Tzaddikim. It's connected to anger. There's no one in the world who can escape the Midah of Kinah, he says. You know, when a person's angry, it obviously stems somewhat from envy. But every single human being has Kinah, has envy. There's no such thing. It's not possible. There will always be people who will want what others have. This is just the nature of how we are. There's always going to be people who want what other people have in life. And it's a terrible thing when a person has a consumption of kinah, when they're so consumed with envy of another person. And kinah can bring a person to something worse, which is called chibud. Chibud means desiring other people's things. That's a terrible extension as well. And when we have a chibud, when we have a desire for other people's things, we can end up breaking many isurim, many violations. We can spiral out of control in ways that we would never imagine, saying terrible things, doing terrible things, because we have such a terrible desire to have other people's stuff. Kinah for other people's natural abilities or talents shows that a person is not interested in the gzeiros of Hashem, what Hashem has decreed. Hashem gives each and every one of us what we need. How tall we should be, how short we should be, whether we can, you know, run fast or run slow, whether we have a good head for math, we don't have a good head for math, whatever it is we have was decreed by Hashem. It's a gzeir from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if we can't accept that we have limitations, now, we all like to hear that we can be whatever we want to be, and you can be an astronaut and whatever you want, but that's not true. Some of you can never, ever be astronauts. It's just not going to happen. I'm sorry. There are certain things you're unable to do, and we're limited. If a person doesn't have a certain physical ability, a certain, you know, mental capability to handle certain things, then they're not going to be able to do those things, and we have certain gzeiros from Hashem. If all the decisions of a Kadosh Baruch Hu are just, then how could a person be envious of something that he wasn't given by Hashem? Rav Dessler writes in the Michta Meliyahu that a person who is farsighted, a person who sees into the future, would never be jealous. Sorry, a person who's farsighted in the sense that he, you know, can only see far and can't see near, would never be jealous of a person who has nearsighted glasses, because that doesn't fit him. That's not what he needs for his own condition. The other person's glasses are simply not appropriate for what you have. A person who focuses on ruchnius, a person who focuses on spiritual things, will see that all the possessions in this world are kalim to serve Hashem. Whatever you have, the house you live in, the bed you have, the car you drive, the kitchen you can cook in, the clothes you wear, serve one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The kalim that you are given, whatever Hashem has given you in life, is what you need at that moment in time. To have the kalim, to have the tools, the physical possessions of another person, would make you a baal mum, it would make you damaged in some way, lacking, because Hashem gave you what you need. Hashem has given you the tools, the abilities that you need in order to succeed. If you were supposed to have those things, then you would have them. And if you're not supposed to have those things, then you shouldn't have them. Each person is given exactly what they need, and therefore there's no reason to be envious of anybody else. Kinah, says the Orchos Tzaddikim, led Korach to be jealous of his role in Klal Yisrael. And it sparked machlokus with Moshe Rabbeinu. It causes terrible machlokus when there's envy. A person with kinah is robbing himself of happiness, says the Orchos Tzaddikim. A person with envy uses their brain power to be jealous of other people. And when you're so consumed thinking about it's not fair, this one has this one, and it's wrong that this has this one, it's not, this person is shouldn't be able to have this, I should have that. And our minds spend so much time thinking about other people have the things that we don't have. We don't use our brain power for davening, we don't use our brain power for Torah, we don't use our brain power for focusing Hashem, because we're using all of our brain power on worrying about other people's stuff and not us. Then says the Orchos Tzaddikim that the Yushalmi in Brachos in Perek Dalet says that the Chachamim Harishonim, the early wise men, would daven that they not do anything that would cause envy to other people. They would daven, I shouldn't do something that other people should be envious of me. And he explains that often people are very showy, and this causes people to violate lo sachmo, your showiness, showing off your car, showing off your clothing, showing off your new phone, whatever it may be. That causes people to be violating lo sachmo, coveting your stuff. And therefore, these chachamim harishonim wanted to keep themselves from violating lifnei iver, of causing other people to violate the Tenth Commandment, and what should not be too opulent with your wealth. And it said you should use your wealth to help other people, says your chassidikim. But don't show things off, because you're going to cause other people to violate the Tenth Commandment. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kufnun Beis tells us regarding Rav Eliezer ben Oshia that verekev atzamos kina, whoever is jealous, then his bones will decay. And if there's no kin, if a person never experiences jealousy in their lifetime, then their bones will not decay in the ground. So says Rav Chaim Friedlander in his Sifsei Chaim on Midos and Chelek Beis, says the great Mashkiach of Panovich, Rav Chaim Friedlander, and he cites his Rebbe Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler was first a Rav in London, and then he moved up to Gateshead to start the Jewish community in Gateshead. And at the end of his life, he was called to Bnei Brak to become the Mashkiach in Panovich. And at the end of his life, his primary student was Rabbi Chaim Friedlander, who became really the continuation of Rabbi Dessler's approach to teaching Torah. Actually, one of his youngest students in Panovich was a young man by the name of Moshe Shapiro. Rabbi Moshe Shapiro became a very well-known Jewish thinker who passed away a few years ago. This is one of his sfarim, Zeh HaShar. So he was also a Talmud of Rav Dessler. But his primary student in Panovich was Rabbi Chaim Friedlander. Rabbi Friedlander quotes his Rebbe, Rabbi Dessler, who explains that when a person thinks ra'ah, when a person thinks bad things, then the negative energy generally manifests itself in the outward negative actions, right? I think badly about somebody, so I speak Lashon Hara, and I get that negative energy out of my body. I don't like that this person, you know, parked in front of my driveway cutting me off, so I take my key, and I key their car, and I run it across the side of their car, giving it a nice scratch. So the ra, the bad that's inside of me, most of the time, it finds an outlet into the world. However, when a person is jealous, and a person is envious, we hold this feeling inside, and the ra'a, the bad energy, needs somewhere to go. And what happens, says Rav Dessler? The ra'a, the bad energy, consumes the bones of the jealous person, because they never express the ra'a outwardly. And that's why it causes the bones to decay. Because we hold on to all this ra'a, all this bad, and it literally eats away at us, says Rav Dessler. Rav Chaim Berlin, who was the son of the Netziv, taught that this is the meaning of what Yosef said regarding his burial. What did Yosef tell his brothers? V'halisim es atzmo sai mizeh. Take my bones out of Mitzrayim. What do you mean, take my bones out of Mitzrayim? Yosef's bones are going to decay over time. Says Yosef to the brothers, when the time comes to leave Mitzrayim, you're going to see my bones will be 100% intact. They will not decay. Why? Because I had no jealousy, no hatred on my end towards you at the end of the day. And that's going to be an indication that my bones stay intact. So the Or HaTzadikim then goes on to tell the mashal, a famous mashal from the Or HaTzadikim, of two people who were constantly envious and desiring of what the others had. And they once met the king while walking on the street. And the king told one of the two men that you can have whatever you want. And when you choose whatever you want, I'll give it to you. And then I'll give your friend double whatever you choose. So if you ask for $100, I'll give your friend $200. You ask for 5 ponies, I'll give your friend 10 ponies. That's the deal. The two men were so jealous and so envious of other people, and the man was so consumed with envy that he couldn't bring himself to ask for anything from the king, because the thought of the other man having twice as much as him drove him mad. He couldn't stand it. So what did he do? Listen to this. He told the king to poke out one of my eyes. And what will happen to the other man? I have to poke out 2 of the eyes of the other guy. That's how consumed he was. Would you understand the mashal here? Says the Or HaTzadikim, we are sometimes so consumed with envy that we will shoot ourselves in the foot because we don't want other people to succeed. I'll make things miserable for me. I'll be so miserable and so upset because I don't want somebody else to succeed. That will drive me crazy. We need to get that out of our system. It's okay when our friends succeed. It's okay if they accomplish something that we don't accomplish. Not only is it okay, but it's the right thing. It's the right thing in the world. But we are sometimes so consumed that somebody else should have something, should be successful, should accomplish something that we're not going to have, that we ruin everything else for us. Don't poke out one eye just so your friend can have two eyes poked out. The Gemara in Sota Daf Tesama Beis points out that Tanakh is full of stories of people who destroyed themselves because of jealousy. Let's go through some examples. The Nachash, the snake in Adam and Chav. You guys are learning about the Bereishis this year? He was so jealous of them that he caused them to sin, that he caused destruction to the world. Cain kills Hevel over jealousy. Korach fought with Moshe over his jealousy of not having the kahuna. Bilam was jealous over the wealth of Balak that led him to curse the Jewish people in order to become wealthy. Doeg was the Av Beis Din during the days of Shaul HaMelech, and he was so jealous of the Talmud Torah of David HaMelech that he convinced Shaul to get all riled up to kill David, and in the end, Doeg died at the end of age of 34. Achitophel wanted the Malucha, wanted the kingship of David, and he died at the age of 33. Gehazi wanted the Malucha, who was the Mishares, who was the servant of Elisha. He was so jealous of the money of Naaman, the general of Aram, that he received Saras for taking the money of Naaman. Adoniyahu was the son of David, and he was so jealous of Avishag HaShunamis, David's concubine, that he tried to take the Malucha, the kingship, for himself. Avshalom, who was the king of David, the son of David, was so jealous of his father's Malucha, his kingship, that he tried to rebel and he died. And Uzziyahu Melech Yehuda wanted to be the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash, and he wasn't allowed to, and Hashem gave him Saras. Tanakh is full of people who ruined their lives and destroyed themselves because they couldn't handle other people being successful. It is a path for personal destruction. We have people who are 20 years old, 30 years old, 70 years old, 80 years old people who go their whole life bitter that they didn't get what they wanted, envious of their friends who have things they don't have, and they're so bitter and sad, and they destroy themselves looking back after their whole life because they couldn't get over the fact that somebody else had something that they didn't have. For a person who can control their jealousy, their kinah, there are tremendous rewards. When it comes to other bad midos, we often have a self-imposed guard from the feeling of embarrassment for showing those midos or violating Yisurim, right? I'm not going to yell at my friend because that's going to be embarrassing for me, right? I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara in front of somebody else because that's going to be embarrassing. I spoke Lashon Hara, right? There's usually the guard of embarrassment of Busha prevents us from doing the wrong thing. We prevent ourselves from stealing because we don't want to get caught. But kinah is different because envy, the feeling is only in our conscience and it doesn't expose itself to the rest of the world. The person who can control his kinah, if you can control your envy of other people, is a person with great yirah shemayim. And therefore, the reward for overcoming the midah of kinah is far greater for overcoming any other midah, any other bad midah. Because it's just you and Hashem. It's just you and Hashem. Nobody else is going to know about it. And if you can overcome that, there's tremendous reward. A way to stay away from kinah, says the Yerucha Sadikim, and chimud, desiring other people's things, is to not be envious of people who do the wrong thing, sinners. If a person maintains Yirah Shemayim and is a proper role model and guides and people they can look up to do the right thing, they won't be envious of those who do the wrong thing and are successful. Sometimes we say, this person, wasn't so honest in business. This person was a bit of a jerk, but they got a lot of money. I'm envious of what they have. If a person cheats and gets away with it, whether they cheat in school, whether they cheat in business, somebody cheats on a test and you're envious that they got a better grade than you. Somebody cheats in business and you're envious they have, a bigger house and a nicer car. We may be envious of their success and we might want to mimic their path. Well, they cheated and they were successful, so why shouldn't I do it? But if we have clear guidelines, if we have clear people in our lives who guide us and show us the right thing to do, of what is right and what is wrong in the eyes of Hashem, we'll be able to prevent ourselves from having kinah over the success of these people, and it will prevent us from wanting to follow in their poor choices if we have the proper images and role models in front of us. So just as a side point, the Orach HaTzaddikim doesn't discuss this, but how can we fix kinah? How can we work on it? So the Maharal writes in his Chiddushi HaGadol, the Gemara in Shabbos, that we should develop our own sense of being Sameach B'chelko. Just got to be happy with what you have in life. Rav Volbi has a letter in the Alei Shor in Chelek Aleph. It's a very, very important letter. It's written to students. It's written to a young man. And he says we need to focus on our positive traits more than on the positive traits of our friends. Focus on what you have, self-esteem. Focus on what's great about your life. Focus on what's wonderful about you, what you bring to the table, what makes you a special person. Focus on what's good about you and not worry about your friends' positive traits. Rabbi Abraham J. Twersky, so he writes in his book, 10 Steps to Being Your Best, which is a beautiful book about self-esteem. So he elaborates on this theme. And he says that the basic rule of self-esteem is not to compare ourselves to others. That's it. We have a tendency to focus on the positive traits of others while being oblivious to the beautiful positive traits that you have yourself. Every person is unique with a personality and assets that are unique to them. It's a mistake that you should think that because your friend or sibling has a particular character trait in a quantity that you lack, therefore you're second best. You were never meant to be that person. You are yourself and you must be yourself. And if you keep that in mind, that you are your own person with your own beautiful traits and your own beautiful personality, then why worry about other people? There'll be Sameach B'chelko. And this is why we actually bench our sons on Friday night that you should be Ke'efraim Uchamanasha. Why don't we bench our children? They should be like Shimon and Levi. Why don't we bench our children? They should be like, you know, any other good couple. They should be like David and Yehonasan. What? Moshe and Aaron, Yisachar Zvulun. Why Menashe and Ephraim? Because Menashe and Ephraim had all the reasons in the world to be jealous of one another. All right? They had all the reasons in the world. Menashe was switched. He should have gone first. Ephraim was last. And did they say a word? Not a word. They respected the unique talents of the other and the abilities that they had. And that's why we bless our children after those two sons. So that's bad kinah. We spoke about what kinah is bad for us, how it's not good for the neshama, how to get out of kinah, and how to have a sense of self-esteem and to work on ourselves. Yeah, Abby. It is true that the Rashi says that Moshe did not have jealousy, that Aaron did not have jealousy over his brother. That is true. But we do know from Chazal that Moshe did feel bad that because Moshe was reluctant to go, the kahuna was taken away from him. That he could have been both and it was taken away from him. And Moshe, it says in Parsha Shmini, there are four times in the Torah there's a special trup called a shalshelas. A shalshelas is a special note that appears four times in the Torah. It's a very dramatic note. I'm not going to sing it for you, but it's a very dramatic note that is very unique to all the other tunes in the Torah. A shalsheles, according to the Mefarshim, indicates that the person is having a pause. Where do we see this? We see it, for example, by stone. That Lot hesitated to leave stone with the Malachim because he didn't know what it was going to be. And there's a shalsheles. Whenever there's a shalshelis, a person is having a hesitation. In Parsha Shmini, Moshe is about to shecht the animal that's going to make Aaron the Kohen Gadol. And there's a pause. There's a shalshelis there. So the Mefarshim explain, because Moshe was aware that he should have had the kahuna, and because he hesitated in going to save Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim, it was taken away from him. And therefore, for a moment, Moshe hesitated. He paused. So there is a discussion whether Moshe was completely okay with it. Obviously, at the end of the day, he was fine. But there is a discussion about a hesitation. But by Ephraim and Menashe, we find no such discussion. Okay? Let's talk about proper kinah. What can you be jealous about? Yeah.
a meeting with the teacher now, so I have to go.
Okay.
But thank you so much. Okay. I just didn't want you to see that I left.
Don't worry. So what is proper kina? What's good jealousy? So Rav Chatzka Levinstein, the famous also Mashkiach and Panovich, so he writes in his Or Yecheskel that kina comes from a good place. Really, it comes from a good place. It's the desire to grow, to be spiritually connected, the desire to want more, to have this innate feeling of wanting to grow. The issue is that we allow chumrius, physicality, all the nasty stuff in the world to get in the way of this midah. And he says it's like a stained glass window. A stained glass window colors the light that comes in to be whatever color you make the glass. The window colors the natural light. Our spiritual desire to grow is pure. But when we shine that light through impure sources and an impure approach to life, it colors that midah improperly. So the midah of kina actually comes from a holy place. It's to grow, it's to want to accomplish, it's to want to do more. We just ruin it by shining it in the wrong way. But kina actually comes from a good place. There is only one place of Zeruch HaTzadikim where kina, where jealousy is appropriate. The Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Chaf Aleph says that kinas sofrim tarbe chachma. Kinas sofrim, the jealousy over other talmidei chacham, other people's spiritual accomplishments, will increase wisdom. We should see others grow in Yiras Hashem, others grow in Torah, others grow in mitzvos, and we should be envious. We should want to be like them. However, you have to be careful when it comes to kinas sofrim, that it not become damaging. If you see someone with wonderful qualities and you want to be like them, then that's wonderful. That's great. You just, my friend is growing in Avodas Hashem. They're davening beautifully. They have such beautiful midos. I want that too. That's the right type of jealousy. However, if you see someone with wonderful qualities and how beloved they are and how people honor them, then don't make the mistake of trying to undermine them and causing them to fail so that they'll fail. Don't say, well, I want the kavod that comes with being a nice person. I want the honor that comes with, you know, being a popular person and doing chesed. That's not kinas sofrim. Kinas sofrim is to want to have the midos for the sake of having the midos, to learn Torah for the sake of learning Torah, to grow and become a great person. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would say that if you want to surpass somebody else, don't dig a pit for them and push them down. Rather, build a platform and rise above them. Too often we think we're going to get ahead by pushing people down so we'll be on top. No. Raise yourself up, and that's how you'll get ahead in life. Don't try to put people down. A way to promote kinas sofrim is to be mechabed people who learn Torah and do chesed. This will cause other people to want to mimic them, and to learn Torah, and to perform chesed. Perhaps you'll say that these people won't be acting for the correct reasons. Okay. But we say in halacha, shelo lishma ba lishma. If you do it for the wrong reasons, with the intentions to eventually come to the right reasons, then that's okay. That's okay. The last piece, says the Or HaTzadikim, is to use kina, use jealousy, to use envy for holy things. The Medrash in Tehillim says that we should use kina on behalf of Hashem, because if it wasn't for kina, if it wasn't for jealousy and being envious, we wouldn't marry, we wouldn't build buildings, or we wouldn't work. There's this natural drive to accomplish. So channel that for the right reasons. We use envy all the time, right? Your friend got a 98 in a test, you want to get a 99. You try to beat them, you try to outdo them. There's a place for that. It motivates us to work harder, it motivates us to accomplish. So just channel that in Avodas Hashem. Build a home, but build a big, beautiful home, but do it for Torah and Chesed. In fact, the Medrash says that Avram was envious of Shem. Avram Avinu asked Shem, the son of Noach, how they eventually got off of the Teva. And Shem said that it was in the merit of doing Chesed. So Avram asked, I don't understand, what do you mean Chesed? There was no other people on the boat. What Chesed did you do on the boat? So Shem said, we did Chesed with the animals. We took care of the animals for that entire period, that whole year. So Avram Avinu concluded that if they got off the Teva, they got off the Ark, because of the tzedakah they did for animals, then how much more so would we benefit if we did chesed for those people who are created by Tzelem Elokim, meaning human beings. And this led Avram Avinu to plant his own Eshel, his achila, his shesia, his levaya, his escorting his guests, feeding them. Says the Medrash, do you know why Avram became such a Baal Chesed? Because he was jealous of the Chesed of Shem ben Noach. That's why he led him to become such a great Baal Chesed. It turned out that something great came from that kinnah sofrim. So that is the proper way to channel kinnah, to use it, to strive, to grow in Avodas Hashem, and to push yourself to the best of your ability, and to really become a person that you thought you wouldn't be able to become beforehand. But regular kinnah, regular envy is so damaging, it is so destructive, that it can literally eat away at a person and make them so miserable in the beginning of their life, the middle of their life, and the end of their life. Okay, that is the general idea of kinnah.